Welcome back. In this advanced lesson, we're diving into cinematic tension writing for Jungle in Ableton Live. Not soundtrack for soundtrack's sake, not just throwing in random risers and calling it drama. We're talking about tension that actually earns the drop. Tension that feels wired into the breakbeats, into the bass language, into the atmosphere of the track. The kind of pre-drop section that makes a Jungle tune feel dangerous, emotional, unstable, and alive. Our goal is to build a dark 16-bar tension passage at around 170 BPM, leading into a heavy Jungle drop. And the key idea here is this: advanced tension writing is not really about stacking more sounds. It's about controlling uncertainty. You're shaping harmonic uncertainty, frequency density, rhythmic pressure, stereo width, expectation, release, and tiny automation moves over time. That's what creates the feeling that something serious is coming. A really important mindset before we start: think less in terms of energy building and more in terms of information withholding. Ask yourself what you're refusing to reveal. What rhythmic clarity are you hiding? What harmonic answer are you delaying? What frequency range are you saving for the drop? If the listener can already hear the full break groove, the full bass identity, and the full snare impact before the drop lands, you've probably spent too much too early. So let's build this in layers. First, the tonal foundation. Start with a low drone and a cinematic pad. But don't think pretty chords. Think sustained emotional threat. The drone can come from operator or wave-eatable. A sine bass tone works well, with maybe a tiny bit of saw blended in for edge. Keep it rooted low, something like F1 if you're working in F minor. Filter it down so it's not all brightness and detail. Then add a little saturation. Clean up the mud with EQ, and automate the filter slowly across the section. That automation matters. Even if the note stays the same, the perceived emotion changes as the tone opens up. That's one of the big lessons here. Tension often comes from timbral movement, not melodic movement. Then layer a pad on top. Use wave-eatable, analog, or even a sampled texture in Simpler. Add some unison, slow filter modulation, dark reverb, heavily filtered delay, and widen it with utility. But keep the reverb controlled. Jungle can get muddy fast, especially if your tails start masking the rhythm section. Now for harmony. Avoid nice, resolved cinematic minor chords unless you want to soften the threat. Better choices are intervals like root plus minor second, root plus tritone, minor ninth voicings, or open fifths with a dissonant top note. In F minor, try combinations like F and G flat, or F, C, and G flat, or E flat, F, and a flat, or C, F, and B. Those kinds of voicings create anxiety without drifting into musical theater territory, which is exactly what we want. And here's an extra advanced trick. Let the tonal center stay slightly ambiguous. Maybe the drone suggests one root, but the upper pad implies another. That little wait, is this wrong? Feeling is gold in dark jungle. Next, build a pulsing rhythmic tension layer. This is where a lot of DNB tension starts to feel alive, because now we're introducing motion, without giving away the full groove. Use operator or wave-eatable to create a mid-bass pulse. Something square or saw-based. Low-passed somewhere in the low-mid range, with a short envelope so it punches and gets out of the way. At first, keep the pattern sparse. Maybe quarter notes in the first four bars. Then move to eight-note pulses with gaps. Then add syncopation later in the section. Toward the end, actually consider using fewer notes again, but with more aggressive filter movement. That often feels more intense than just packing in more hits. That's a key jungle arrangement move. Don't just escalate by density. Escalate by pressure. Process this layer with saturation, filter automation, maybe subtle sidechain ducking from a ghost kick or ghost break. If you want a slightly metallic, hostile edge, a tiny bit of corpus can work too. Very subtle. The important thing is that this should feel like a threat layer, not the drop bass. Don't accidentally make the full release before the drop. Save your identity bass for the release. Now let's talk breakbeats. One of the most powerful tension devices in jungle is the withheld break. The break is the payoff, so don't hand it over too early. Load a jungle break into Simpler or use it as audio. High pass it so it doesn't compete with your low-end buildup. Then automate a low-pass filter opening over time. Add a little drum bus for grit and pressure. Maybe a touch of beat repeat, but automate the chants very carefully. You want instability, not gimmicks. In bars 1 to 4, use almost ghost-level break fragments. Maybe one little hit every couple of bars. By bars 5 to 8, let some top-loop material start to peek through. By bars 9 to 12, the listener should begin to recognize the break language, but still not get the full pattern. Then in bars 13 to 15, you can pull low-mids back, narrow the stereo image, and increase urgency. On bar 16, maybe use a reverse fill or a take stop style moment into silence. This is where your restraint pays off. The break should tease momentum without delivering resolution. And here's a useful production note. Sometimes build-up drums don't need more EQ, they need less impact. If the break sounds too drop-ready, shorten tails, reduce attack, fade clips manually, gate reverbs, or trim the slice decay. The goal is implication, not payoff. Now onto cinematic rises and reverses. Please don't rely on generic white noise risers as the whole story. In jungle, tension usually feels stronger when it comes from resampled tonal material, Foley, and reversed harmonic events. A great move is to create a short piano stab, orchestral hit, or synthetic chord, put a long reverb on it, freeze and flatten it, then reverse the audio. Now you've found a custom swell that belongs to your track's harmonic world. That's way more convincing than dropping in a preset uplifter. This audio version is shortened for playback.